Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for August 20th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 28. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Mean Jesus. An introduction to our reading from Matthew. Jesus teaches his disciples that true purity is a matter of the heart rather than outward religious observances. Almost immediately, this teaching is tested when a woman considered to be a religious outsider approaches him for help. A reading from Matthew. Jesus called the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we hear about this story of Jesus and the Canaanite woman. She's also known as the Syrophoenician woman in the Gospel of Mark. And it is arguably one of the most head-scratching, uncharacteristic stories we hear about Jesus' interactions with other people. I mean, if we're being honest, the author of Matthew kind of makes Jesus sound like a jerk in this story. We have this foreign woman who is in need of dire help for her child coming up to Jesus and begging for assistance. And his first response? Ignore her. His second response was to tell her, "I don't associate with your kind." And his third response was to compare her to a begging dog. That's not the kind of response that we typically expect to hear from Jesus. Right? He's downright mean, it seems, to this woman. It makes me think about those old WWJD bracelets, "What Would Jesus Do?" bracelets, right? And I don't think the people that made those bracelets had this story in mind when they were marketing those. So how do we come to terms with this seemingly mean portrayal of Jesus in Matthew 15? Well, there are a couple of historical and cultural facts that I think might help us to better understand what's happening in this story. First, the author of Matthew is writing this gospel, this story of Jesus' life, with Jewish readers in mind. He's writing for a specific group of people, the Jewish people. And he likes to emphasize throughout his gospel the Jewish aspects of Jesus so that the readers can better connect with Jesus. And the Jewish people of that time had had a long and sordid past with the Canaanite people. So when a Canaanite person dares to come up to this Jewish rabbi and begin speaking to him, the readers would naturally think that any self-respecting Jewish person would just ignore the Canaanite. In Jesus' first couple of responses, the author is showing Jesus' connection to the Jewish faith and culture by the way Jesus refuses to engage with the Canaanite woman. So when a person of Jewish faith at that time would be reading this story and hearing the way that Jesus is reacting, they would be thinking to themselves, yes, Jesus, that is right. Send that mean old Canaanite person away. Don't associate with them. It's Jesus' culture that dictates his initial response to the woman. But then number two, we need to understand or try to comprehend why Jesus might be comparing the Jewish people as children to the Canaanites as dogs. Part of the reason this phrase here comes off so badly is we really don't know the true intentions behind Jesus' words here, other than that he is trying to clearly state that there is a difference between these two groups, and that he has been sent for healing and teaching for one of the two. He's trying to point out that there's a big difference in the culture between the Jewish people and the Gentile people, the non-Jewish people. So much difference that it's like humans and dogs, different species made differently, having different needs. But according to an article that I read called Greek and Roman Household Pets. Thrilling read, if you want to know. Greek and Roman Household Pets by Francis Lazenby. He tells us, it appears that in antiquity, Greeks and other Gentiles had more of a familial relationship with household pets, particularly with dogs. So the ancient Greeks may have been more likely to have dogs as endeared household pets or family members that they fed from under the table. And so the Canaanite woman's cultural context differs from Jesus's. And in her mind, they allow their pets to be fed while the children eat. And that informs her response to him. And so the Canaanite woman's response is one that really kind of says, yes, one can feed the children and feed the pets too. So it seems like this whole story boils down to cultural differences and the animosity that they can breed between different groups. Cultural differences breeding animosity. Do we still deal with that today? Right? It's played out all through the history of the world, through the history of our country. And if we're honest, it even hits a little close to home in the history of the church. Back in the year of 1993, many Protestant churches began feuding internally. And out of that was born something that was called, does anyone know what the internal feud of the Protestant churches were in the early 90s? The worship wars. Yeah, the worship wars. They are still going on in many places today. If you're unfamiliar with what the worship wars are or were, I'll fill you in. It goes like this. One side of the congregation says, we want organs and choirs in worship. And another side says, we want praise bands and some new music in worship. And both sides strongly believe in their type of worship, and they want to see their type of worship prevail. It got so heated in congregations that friendships were ruined. People began withholding their offering money to support the community. Some people left to go to other churches. And I've heard stories about others taking the long route, electing people to council over several years to get enough votes to oust the pastor from the congregation. Because the sides were so different from one another, they believed that only one could or should survive. But just like the Canaanite woman reminds us, one can feed the children and the pets too. You know, 30 years later, it turns out that two worship styles could coexist at the same church without the walls collapsing down around us. And Jesus could be worshiped and praised by both an organ and a guitar. It doesn't mean that those cultural differences go away, but rather than being opposed to one another, they can exist alongside one another and work together towards the same goal in different ways. As we hear in the beginning of this reading, Jesus says, "It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." He's referring to the fact that it isn't our cultural differences, like what Jewish people were allowed to eat or how they washed their hands, things like that, that separate us from God and community. It's how we speak about and treat one another that ends up separating us from God and community. And this is the good news at the heart of this reading. At times, it will feel like worldly or religious traditions or changes or rules or prejudices that we're aware of try to separate us from God. But we see that God's love for humanity transcends all of those things. God survived the worship wars and will survive many more things to come. Nothing can separate us from God's love, no matter how hard people try to convince us otherwise. God loves you, and God chooses you. We have been given the freedom to either share that love with others or use our words and actions to alienate and harm others. My prayer for us each this day is that we realize that no matter our cultural differences, race, gender, nationality, age, what worship service you decide to attend, or any other measure by which society tries to judge us or call us unworthy or insufficient, my prayer is that deep down we can have the faith in the fact that God calls us God's beloved, just as we are. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.